Hey YouTube, hope you're having all a good day on this spooky Halloween day. And I thought today we'll do a short video and talk about the Ouija board. So what we'll do is we'll talk about it and then we'll give it a try. Now the Ouija board, many people believe, is a communication with the undead, ghosts, spirits, demons, evil entities, etc. The list can go on. Ouija stands for yes in French and yes in German. The board has got the alphabet on with a string of numbers and goodbye at the bottom. This thing is called a planchette. So what you normally do is, or what you do is put it on the board. You put your fingers on, you'd ask it a question, and then it would move around. Now, many people believe, as I said, this is a way to communicate with the dead. I personally don't believe that. I've been studying the paranormal for a long, long time now. And I've read quite a lot of literature on this. I've done Ouija board experiments, etc. So let's talk about what it could be. It could be spirits, which, yeah, many people believe it is. But it's also something called the ideomotor effect, or the ideomotor effect. I'm sure, I bet you I've pronounced that wrong. But we'll call it the ideomotor effect. And that's where your subconscious makes small muscle movements, and it pushes things along. And this can be attributed to the Ouija board, pendulum swinging, dowsing, table tipping. Now, table tipping was proven to be this by a scientist called Michael Faraday. What Michael Faraday was, he got participants who used to do table tipping. Basically, what table tipping is, people sit around the table, place the hands on the table like so, and the little fingers touch the little fingers. So it goes in a circle. Then they'd ask the table questions and the table would start to move, sometimes fast, maybe sometimes levitate, etc. So what he did is he came up with an experiment is where he placed a bit of glass on the table itself. Then he placed some reeds or straws. Then he placed another bit of glass on top of that. So then the participant was touching the glass and he said, if the table moves, it's the spirit. If the glass moves, it's your subconscious doing it, which is the ideomotor effect. All the participants agreed on this and the experiment went ahead. Lo and behold, the glass moved, the table didn't. So this showed it was actually the people doing the table tipping. Now, when they tried to reenact it just with the table, they couldn't do it anymore because they consciously knew and also subconsciously knew in effect that they was producing that effect, so they couldn't replicate it. So that's Michael Faraday. Now, if you want to study more about the Ouija board, there's a great book called Ouija, The Most Dangerous Game, and it's by a guy called Stoke Hunt. This looks at it from both sides, the spiritual and the scientific. And I'd suggest if you want to do it or like are interested in this, have a read of this book first, okay? Because it's really good. It's got an experiment in it called the Philip Experiment, where people sort of man-made a ghost from their subconscious, and that's a really interesting read. There's a chapter on a lady who wrote novels that was dictated from her by the Ouija board, so it's a really interesting read. And it also goes into the subconscious aspect of things as well. Now, people say it's dangerous to play with the Ouija board. It is dangerous, but not from the perspective of getting possessed or a haunting or anything like that. One of the dangers of it is unlocking your subconscious. Now, I'm sure you've all heard the reports of where people say, well, I was playing with it and the glass shot across the room, or we stopped playing with it and things fell off the shelves. It's very reminiscent of the poltergeist effect. So we'll quickly just go on to the poltergeist effect. You've all heard the poltergeist effect and what it is, where things fly off shelves, and poltergeist means noisy ghost. In the world of parapsychology, it's not a ghost, it's not a sentient being, it's not an outside source, it's coming from the person within. It's caused, the belief, by telekinesis, which comes from the subconscious. So when I say it's the danger about playing this, it could unlock the subconscious, which would therefore make things move. So a bit more about the poltergeist effect, because it is relevant to this. I'm not going to go too much into it. The poltergeist effect normally only happens around one person. It normally sort of the all, like all the what's the word I'm looking for? All like the haunting, should we say, normally affects round one person. And if you was to take that person out of the haunted house, all the activity would stop. So all the activity is normally focused around one person. It only lasts for about 6 months to a year. It can last longer, but that's a rarity. It does happen to maybe young people to teenage, but it can happen to adult people as well. The theory is that some people aren't very good at expressing their emotions, and they release their emotion in a different way. There's some really good independent studies out there that you can look on, and some really good books out there. It's not like what most haunted say in some YouTubers where they go and say, oh, we found poltergeist activity. It doesn't really work like that. As I say, from the world of the parapsychologists, it is telekinesis that comes from that person. It's not an outside source. And as I say, the activity is normally focused around one person. Another interesting aspect of poltergeist activity is if you've got a money worry, you'd find the activity relates to money. And it normally goes like that. If someone's got a worry about books, say, it would focus around books. This isn't always the case, but that is normally the way it works. So the reason I've said that is because the danger of doing the Ouija board, parapsychologists believe, is opening your subconscious, unlocking your subconscious. And if you unlock things, where things might happen, things might move. You might gain access to telekinesis unwittingly. And I'm sure it's a very scary... Well, I'd be scared if if it happened. So that is one danger using the Ouija board. The other danger is being obsessed with it. You could be quite obsessed with it. Again, the stories of people being obsessed with it in this book. Because obviously it's linked to horror films and that. And you'd go off horror films and like what they say, because it's just a natural reaction. Everyone's got it. I've done plenty of experiments with a Ouija board and nothing strange has happened. We did one experiment, one strange thing did come out, but that was because one person we was investigating if they were clairvoyant. Again, that was nothing supernatural. It was more paranormal. Paranormal is the outer realms of science. Supernatural is the ghostly aspect of things. So that is the danger. If you did want to use the Ouija board and you was scared of ghosts, there is techniques psychics say you can use, and that's like maybe a circle assault around you in the board and around your participants. There's one way of protecting yourself is imagine yourself in a big white bubble and your house maybe and everyone around you, and think happy thoughts. And that's one way you could protect yourself. If you're of a nervous disposition, I wouldn't use it because it wouldn't be good. There is dangers with it, but I won't say it's dangers of getting possessed or anything like that. The dangers are more of a psychological aspect. As I say, I've done plenty experiments with like the Ouija board, and sometimes it's just mumbo jumbo that comes out, and it's not like it is on the films. There was an interesting case in the book that I showed you, was where the participants were using the Ouija board, and it started speaking in French. No one knew French or spoke French that was using the board, but, and this does relate to the next thing I'll say, one person worked as a cleaner in a business complex, and the person who she cleaned for used to do a lot of business with like French people in like France, and he spoke a lot in like French while conducting his business, and she subconsciously picked up on this, and this came out on the board. So that brings to the next point: can you actually really ask a Ouija board a question you don't know? Also, another thing I'd say, if you've just lost a relative or a friend, etc., I wouldn't use the Ouija board, because 10 times out of 10, or maybe, should I say 8 times out of 10, that person would come out on the board, and that'd be from you. Now, I'm going to try this on my own. I don't expect it to work, purely because from the Michael Faraday experiment, I'm pretty aware that it's the subconscious that makes it work. And like the people who did the table tipping, once they knew that, they couldn't replicate the effect. Now, if I did this with, say, three people that did believe, it probably would move, because you had three people's movements with the planchette. Okay, so the basic way you're doing it is you lightly place your fingers on the planchette. Okay, and we'll warm the board up, because that's what you're meant to do. You're meant to warm the board up. Okay. So then you put it in the middle of the board. Excuse me. And you place your fingers on it like this. Because the spirits are meant to use your energy to move the planchette. But as I said before, most parapsychologists, nearly all parapsychologists, and myself as well, and most ghost hunters believe it, well, most reputable ghost hunters will believe it comes from unconscious movements, like muscle movements, and that's called the ideomotor response. I know I'm probably saying that wrong, but if you know me, I decimate every word that I say wrong. So I will put all the information, if you want to look at different things about that, I'll put some links at like the bottom. So we've warmed the board up, but we'll do it again. And we'll ask the board questions. Is there any spirits here that want to communicate with me through the Ouija board? Is there any spirits that can speak to me through the Ouija board? If there is, come onto this board, make the planchette move, use my energy. Is there anybody there? Any spirits, demons, entities? If there is, we welcome you on the board. I welcome you on the board to come speak to us. Now, as you can see, nothing's happening. As I said to you, the reason before that, I do believe it's because I subconsciously and consciously know it's from the subconscious. Is where if I got a group of people who thought it was real, it probably would work. Even if I was on the board with them, you'd probably find the planchette would move. So what we'll do is we'll try it again. Warm the board up. Also, the ideomotor response is responsible for things like pendulum work, automatic writing. Automatic writing is basically you've got a planchette and you've got a bit of lead or pen in there. You put it on paper, you relax, concentrate. You can ask the same things as you ask the board, and it's meant to write things. As I said before, there's an interesting story in that book about a lady who did use the Ouija board and it dictated novels through the Ouija board. But again, that would come from your subconscious. There is a train of thought where everything we see and hear is recorded in our subconscious, hence why you can never really ask a Ouija board a question that you don't know. When I've done this for the second time, I will talk to you about the Ouija board experiment I did, and then that'll be it for this video. So we'll warm the board up. Is there any spirit that will want to come and talk to us through the board or talk to me? If there is, move the planchette. Use my energy to move this planchette and speak to us. Again, you can see the planchette's not moving. I've got it very, very, very lightly. I'm not hardly touching it. And as I said before, the reason why I think it's not working, well, the reason why I know it's not working is because I know it's from the subconscious and the ideomotor response or effect. So there's nothing coming through. I'll try it once more. 3 out of 3. And there's no meaning out of three things like that people say, like three times, you know, things happen in threes. I'm just doing it so we've got everything covered. Is there any spirits that would like to come and talk to us or communicate with us through this board. If there is, use my energy and transmit it through me and make the planchet move. So nothing's coming out. People have said to me, well, it's not going to work while you're on your own. Well, it does work when people use it on like their own, because there's a story in the book that where people have used it on like their own. So I think it all goes down to the belief system. And as I said, if you do want to use the board and you are concerned about things, imagine yourself in a big white bubble surrounding yourself, and think happy thoughts while doing it. I've done many Ouija board experiments and nothing's come out, except for one time we was investigating someone who was clairvoyant. So what I did was I asked five people to write five different questions down, put them in an envelope and double wrap that envelope in another envelope and covered it in sellotape. I didn't know what was on the questions. I was using the board with two other people, the one who we was investigating, the clairvoyant, and we was and her partner. So there was three people on the board, so there was three types of energy going on. As I say again, it does work with people on like their own, but I do believe if you believe it's your subconscious, it won't work. Which is obviously replicated in that experiment Michael Faraday did. Anyway, nothing came out. We was on the last question and the board spelled out Causeway. We opened the envelope, read the question, and it was, what is the seventh? I can't remember completely. It was either what is the seventh wonder or the eighth wonder in the world. And on the board, it spelled out Causeway. Now, obviously, I didn't know. It was the first time I learnt this, but it's the Giant's Causeway in Ireland, and that's supposed to be, many people want that listed as one of the wonders in the world. It's spelt Causeway, but it missed the E out. So that was just more sort of backing to say, yeah, there could be something going on with a clairvoyant person there. But apart from that, nothing's ever happened on the Ouija board. I can't get this to work on sort of my own. Is there anybody there? We'll try it four times. But what normally happens is, I'm sure you're all aware, everyone places their fingers around and then it all starts to move. And it can move quite vigorously as well and fast. So it would be beneficial if someone else was, like, say, an onlooker, writing down what was being said, because it's quite... it's quite a lot to take in. And like, it is a weird feeling when it moves, I will grant that. And it is pretty spooky, because you don't know, or you don't think, should I say, that you're moving it, when actually you are moving it. If you've not heard of the subconscious movement, I like the idea motor effect, Google it, look at it, check it out. If you do want to do this, I would say, probably don't do it when you're drunk, don't do it while you're taking drugs or things like that. Don't do it if you're a nervous disposition, because as I say, one of the dangers is becoming obsessed with it, and that's not good in general. And also, there is a chance you could unlock your subconscious, which we've talked about with the poltergeist effect. I haven't gone too much into that because it's getting on for 20 minutes now. I have done some more videos about it. I've done the pendulum one. And the pendulum was one, is where it's like you've got a crystal or something heavy on a bit of string or a chain, and you ask it questions and it'll swing the front to back for yes, side to side to no. Sometimes it'll go clockwise, sometimes it'll go anti-clockwise. You can try automatic writing. That's in the same vein as you could maybe just get a pen, relax and ask questions. The same sort of thing is when you're doodling and you wake up and you think, who did that? That's sort of the same concept on automatic writing. You've got dowsing, where you hold the rods and it twists down and up. So there's a lot going on from a psychological aspect as well. Do I believe this is a way to contact the dead, demons and evil spirits? No. Do I believe it's a way to contact the subconscious? Yes. Is it dangerous in the sense of getting possessed? No. Is it dangerous in the sense of unlocking your subconscious and weird things happening? Maybe and probably yes. A subconscious is a very complex thing. As I said before, people believe we record or remember everything we see and hear. So in that turn, that's why I said you can't really ask a Ouija board a question you don't know. Because if you've got five people on and one of them says, what's Gary's nana's maiden name? Well, Gary would know that. And subconsciously, with the excitement, he would want it to come out. So yeah, that's it about the Ouija board. If you want to know anything else about the Ouija board, pop a comment down. If you want to come on my podcast or my YouTube channel and talk about your experiences with the Ouija board, you're more than welcome to. We can talk about it. So yeah, you don't have to just buy them like this. You can make homemade Ouija boards and things like that. So yeah, that's my first video for Halloween. There might be three or four more on. So go check them out. Please like, share and subscribe. And as I say, if you want to know anything else about the Ouija board, drop a comment in. I think I've covered every main aspect of it. I don't want these videos to go on for too long because we'll be here all night. And if you're going to try it, just be careful. Yeah. And everyone have a good Halloween. See you later. Bye. The Tea Biscuits Podcast.